I want apple juice.
Lucas wants apple juice.
I know, I heard him
say that. Can I have apple juice?
Yeah, you can have apple juice.
Can I have soda?
Yes, you can have soda.
Can I press that button?
No, you can't press that button.
Why?
Because that's going to play the theme song. I'm not ready to start the pot.
He's not just hi dad, he's my dad.
James Gutman!
What's up guys, James Gutman here on Hi Pod, I'm Dad. Welcome back to the show. It is Friday, it is, well, it's just about my son's birthday. It is the end of March, it is 2024. Thank you once again for joining me here on Hi Pod, I'm Dad. You may have found me on a streaming service, thank you. You may have found me on HiPodImDad.com. Thank you. You may have found me anywhere. Thank you very much for taking the time to like, listen, subscribe, all that good stuff. I appreciate the time you took to join us. I appreciate all of that. I'm actually taking a calculated risk by doing this podcast right now because my son, Lucas, is upstairs now finishing up his quesadilla that he eats after school. He is eating it in the kitchen. I have left him in the kitchen. I have come over here to the computer and I'm recording this show, which at one time or another in his life would have been a major, major issue, but I trust him. And one of the reasons why I trust him, perhaps stupidly, and we're about to find out, is he's about to be 13 years old. He's going to be a teenager, my kid, which is crazy to me. I will soon be the father of two teenagers because, well, I'm elderly now. And if you got the memo, it doesn't matter how old you are, once your kid starts to rise up through the ranks of ages, I don't know, you're just old. People just look at you and they go, you don't look old enough to have a 13-year-old and soon 16-year-old. And you go, okay, thanks, I guess. I don't know. What does that mean? What's wrong with being this old? I like being this old. I enjoy it. But with my boy, here he comes. Here he comes. So it's good news. He's on his way down. But with my boy turning 13, spending so much time in his life preparing and learning and doing things the right way, I don't know. We've been preparing for this. We've been preparing for this birthday, for this age. Lukey, where are you at? Abby from Flying Fairy School is like his warning siren. If you hear Abby from Flying Fairy School, you know that Lucas is on his way. Hey, come on over. Come. He's in a great mood. He's happy. We got everything ready. I'm talking about your birthday. Yeah, sit. You want to sit? We're talking about his birthday. We're talking about all the things you're doing. It's exciting. I always get excited for his birthday. One of the things about Lucas is that he may not, honestly, I don't know if he necessarily understands the concept of a birthday. I don't know if he understands the concept of, you know, day after tomorrow or tomorrow, whatever it might be. But when it comes and when we celebrate and when we do things, he gets that. He knows the cake and he knows the presents to an extent. He doesn't care about presents that much because you're good people, brother, good people. But he also knows the song. If I were to sing to him, hey, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Stop short. I get the face. I get the look. Birthdays have long been a thing for Lucas. When he was little, I had taken him to a party at Gymboree for one of the kids in his preschool class. And it was right after his own birthday. And we had sang happy birthday to him and he loved it. And we're at Gymboree and we're singing happy birthday to this other kid. And he started to cry. But it wasn't the kind of crying that you would do, you know, he would do to get upset or he's bored or tired or hungry. It was a different kind of cry. And I remember one of the teachers at the school, I think it was, had said, maybe he was jealous. And I went, really? And ever since then, singing happy birthday, he gets it. He understands it. And he knows that with that song, good things happen. And a lot of times in his life, songs have been associated with big moments. As you guys know, I wrote a blog years ago. You might not know. I wrote a blog years ago about the song Good Morning by Mandisa, which was one of the first songs they would play during one of his preschool classes. And the teacher told me, she goes, he loves this song. If he hears Good Morning by Mandisa, he knows to come sit in the circle, get his, you know, his mat or go to his cubby, whatever they were doing at the time. He knew it was the start of the day. So she goes, play the song, you'll see. And what I did was I'd play the song and he stops short. To this day, he will stop anything he's doing for that song. Love it. We would play it every day on the way to school when I would drive him. Mandisa, Good Morning. So I wrote a blog about the fact that I took the image from the thumbnail on YouTube, and it was an image of Mandisa, and it has to be this image because he knows what the image is. He knows that that's the video, and I made it into a poster, and I put the words on the Mandisa poster from the song. hung it on his wall. It's in his room. It is in so many pictures that her face is literally tagged on my phone as a human being that I know. It's like, I'm like, that's not, I don't know her. I loved it. I wrote about it. We tagged her on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. She said, give that sweet boy a hug for me. It was a big moment. I'm like, Lucas, she called you a sweet boy. But that's one of the things about having a nonverbal son is that you find ways to connect. You find ways to make things work. And look, he might not open presents. He might not get excited about a birthday coming up. But you find ways to let him know that it's a special day and that he's special for that day. And that's what we did. So it's repetition. It's doing things repeatedly. It's happening over and over again. We actually had a moment this morning, and I'm debating whether I should write about it or talk about it on the podcast or do both. But it was kind of a big moment. It was another thing that I had written about years ago. Haven't really written about it in a while, but what happens is when Lucas gets on the school bus, because he didn't take a school bus for a while, but when he would get on the school bus, I would stand outside the window. And the reason why was when he was little, we put him on a school bus when he was, I mean, young, very young. And I couldn't sit with him, and I couldn't tell him that big boys take the school bus, and I couldn't prepare him for it. I had to simply put my son on the school bus and send him away, and it killed me. So I made it a point that I do not leave the side of the school bus until it drives away. So I stand by his window. Now, it could be raining. It could be snowing. It could be the end of the world. And I'm standing right outside the window, and I wave, and I wave, and I wave, and I wave. Sometimes he looks. Sometimes he doesn't. But he never waves back until today when he waved back. That happened today, literally today. And it was a major moment. And I think a lot of people who have nonverbal children like mine, they know the importance of connecting and moments like that. And it meant a lot to me. So I wanted to talk about it. I don't really know. There's not really a secondary point to this. There's no, I mean, maybe. Repeat things. Do things over and over again. Don't give up. Go the extra mile when you have a child like mine. Show him not only that he's important, but, you know, he doesn't need to wave, right? Like, he doesn't think to himself, I better wave goodbye to this guy. Like, I don't know, I'm here, I'm gone, I'm back. It's all the same thing. But it's me showing him, waving, hi, bye. He sees that enough, he does it. And that's happened before. I wrote recently about how I would come home with him in the car, and I would go through my garage to go into the house. We have this door that goes into the kitchen, and I would hold the door for him all the time, just held the door for him. Didn't even think about it. It wasn't like I was trying to teach him, look, Lucas, we hold the door. Just did it. And then one day I noticed that he does it for me. He does it all the time. He goes in front of me. He holds the door and he stands there and he watches and waits for me to show up. And that was a major thing. So I think a lot of us, parents to children on the spectrum, parents to children with special needs, parents to children who don't have words to express that they understand or appreciate certain things, it's important of us to not only show them the way, but to be patient and to continue to show them the way, even when it looks like they're not paying attention. I've often said I read to my son when I didn't think he was listening. I talked to my son when I didn't think he could understand. And I showed my son love when I didn't think he could love me. And eventually, all those things kind of came to fruition. All of those things happened. I read him books now. We know the books by heart. Frog and Friends. I could do Frog and Friends from memory. We've been reading it since he was like 1 year old, you know. It's Spring called The Shimmering, Glimmering Sun. I'm not going to do it for you. But I do it to him. He gets it. He knows it. We could do this book without seeing it. I talk to him all the time. I talk to Lucas more than anyone else on this planet. And I love my son. I mean, God, he's one of my absolute favorite people in the world. Means everything to me. And had I not done those things, had I stopped reading, he never would have known the book. If I stopped talking to him, he never would have felt like he was part of the conversation. And if I stopped loving him, maybe he wouldn't have loved me back. That's important. It's important to make him a part of my life because I want him there. And the way I get him to be there is by showing him that he's wanted. I encourage everyone to do the same. That's what I do. And that's what got us to 13. And that's what's making this birthday such a pivotal one for, I don't know, for him, for me, for all of us here in my house, in my world, in my circle. It's a happy year. It's a good year. I love this kid. What I want you guys to do, all these things that I'm talking about here today, I'm talking about these past posts. I mean, you could search the archives of highblogondata.com all you want. There's tons of stuff on there. You can go through, you know, past posts. You can see the changes that happen. You can see all the things that we do. I'm so proud of the fact that I've been able to tell you guys stories for years, twice a week since February of 2017. This week, I did talk about his birthday. I talked about the fear that happens when he was a little boy, when he was tiny. What's up, bud? When he was little, the fear that came about when I found out he was nonverbal and how it didn't match reality. I called it From Fear to Perfection, Embracing My Nonverbal Son at 13. That is on there from Wednesday. On Monday, Building Bridges to Lucas, my role as a father and a guide, talking about bringing people into my life, bringing them to Lucas, helping them understand him, helping him understand them, kind of showing him the world as opposed to locking him away, which I know there's people who do that. I know there's people who don't know how to present their children to the world, and I don't know. I don't think it has to be overthought. I think sometimes you just do it. That's what we do. That's what I do. Just bring Lucas around. Show everyone who he is. It's a beautiful thing. I love him. I'm happy he's here, and I'm so happy that it's his birthday. It's a big deal. Thank you. I'll tell you guys all about how it goes next week, hopefully. I don't know. Hopefully we got something to talk about. I think he'll be really happy. I bought a ton of balloons. Got a ton of favors for his friends at school and some cupcakes. Good stuff ahead. Thank you. Thank you for all the years you guys have been here supporting. Thank you for following us through the years. From my boy, from being, you know, basically like a little kid to being a teenager. Holy cow. And in a blink of an eye, he's going to be an adult. And when we get there, we'll talk about that too. And I'm sure that'll be great as well. That does it for me. Until next time, James Gutman saying be well. Bye, pod. I'm Dad.